Welcome to BB Radio. I am your host, Kat Dean, and today we are going to talk about the feminine shift, okay? So over the course of the last year, I know you girls have seen the tone and the energy change when it comes down to us women, right? In terms of our femininity, in terms of what that looks like, what it means. And if you haven't noticed this shift, I'm going to open up your sweet brown eyes, okay, in this conversation, in this episode. But if you have seen the shift, if you are noticing, like, have you noticed that more things are in pink? Like, of course, from the Barbie movie premiere, right? All the girls were all wearing pink, were all tapped in. But before then, right, if you notice, like, for instance, on TikTok, there are girls who literally dedicate their pages strictly to, like, pink and feminine things. Or you have the, I think it's like coquette or croquette, I think, aesthetics, which is like, kind of reminds me of like French, maybe not, like, it's kind of, I'm trying to describe it. It's like a lot of lace. It's like cottage, you know, like cottage core a little bit. It's very feminine. Kind of reminds you of some vintage, you know, little pieces in there, undertones in there with flowers and stuff like that. But nevertheless, it's a very feminine aesthetic. Now, the reason why we are addressing this is because I want you girls to always consider being the type of people who have your eyes peeled. You understand? Like, the thing is that, okay, we're women, right? So our intuition game is on point. But when it comes down to paying attention to the signs of things, that will help you in your life because you'll be able to, like, pretty much predict the fire before the fire goes down. You understand? You'll be able to peep game, whether it be in someone's conversation, their mannerisms, or whatever is being influenced. You'll be able to really, like, see in between the lines, pick up on game, and prepare for whatever you need to get yourself ready for, you know? So what we're talking about today is this new energy that has been presented. And the energy is all about femininity. If you've noticed, even the conversations have been interesting about us. Like, you've noticed a lot of, I think it's called hypergamy. That's what he's pronounced, hypergamy. I'm looking at my assistant like, that's how you say it. but it's about, you know, pretty much dating up and things like that. And I talk about that on my podcast too, right? But we've seen this conversation. We're seeing a conversation about women being more quote unquote ladylike and changing their mannerisms and the way that they present themselves to the world, all in an effort to contribute to feminine energy. But what I want to talk to you girls about is some key things that you need to keep your eyes peeled to. And I feel like if you keep your eyes peeled to these things, or at least consider embracing some of these things, this will help you to level up even faster, whether it be in your feminine journey or in your lifestyle journey. Because ultimately, if you're listening to this podcast and if you're not here to learn about women, then you have feminine energy in you. Like, well, even if you are a full masculine, right? Like, all human beings have feminine and masculine energy. It's just about which one dominates. You understand? So that's why you can see, like, a woman and she could be completely masculine. Like, you're like, dude, like, you're like a little man to me. That's because her masculine energy dominates, right? So it's one of those things where this has a lot to do with genetics, DNA, etc. Very little to do with, very little to do with social circumstances, but I can't say that because there are some people who have gotten into their feminine strictly because of circumstances. Whether, you know, if you're a male and you grew up with a lot of women, or, you know, with us women, we end up transitioning from our femininity and all that beautiful energy into masculine strictly because of the shift. And the shift looks like, you know, a lot of times men want us women to behave like them. Like, say, for instance, when you were a little girl, if you were, like, you know, loving pink or really happy about things, or, you know, invested into your nails and your hair, and, you know, you're just really, really girly, you have some masculine counterparts who would try to, like, deem that as being bad. And a lot of us girls experienced that. And so we, in turn, became masculines, or our masculine energy took over. But nevertheless, though, girl, I can go back and forth all day. We're not going to get into that. What we about to tap into is what you need to pay attention to. You understand? And what you need to embrace. So then that way you can get on and get on. You know what I mean? So anyway, before we do that, though, I want to thank you girls for tuning into the podcast. Just a couple of updates to the tribe so we are all on the same page, all right? So the podcast debuts 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. There will be bonus episodes that may take place on the weekends. Look out for alerts. If you get an alert, then obviously a bonus episode has been dropped. If you don't, then it ain't. Okay, you wait till Monday. And that's how it goes. Now, we also, too, have some new things that we'll be incorporating, but I will talk more about that on the next couple of episodes. So then that way, when I drop it, you girls can sign up or you can get it or whatever the situation may be. Because the second I dropped that first podcast episode, my DMs went crazy about coaching calls. You understand? Like, in my schedule last week, I was not ready. But I'm game for my girls. But the girls are like, bitch, you've been waiting. You know what I mean? I've been waiting to ask you for a coaching call. Like, straight up. So I just went ahead and I took some calls. And I'm trying to, like, organize my schedule and my lifestyle to really accommodate that. Nevertheless, though, if you want a coaching call, hit me up on Instagram until the new website is launched. And we can go ahead and set that little joint up. The calls are 45 minutes. They're very affordable. Like, it's, you know, it's easy peasy. It's like $60. So you can easily talk to me. We can come up with a game plan, discuss whatever you want to discuss, and we just kind of keep moving. Now, that's just for right now, okay? That's just for me coming back in the game, talking to my girls, trying to, you know, get acquainted. But the time frames will change. Pricing will change. So get in when you can, okay? I also, too, want to say to you girls that I'm so thankful for you for rocking with me and for listening to the podcast and tapping into this new energy. Because I say this all the time, but we are all on the same wavelength. Like, the mere fact that you found me, however you found me, you were supposed to find me. And then this journey that we're all going on, we're all supposed to go on the journey. So I would just say buckle up, you know what I mean? Put on your good push-up bra. And just be ready. You know what I mean? Be ready for the journey ahead. Be ready for the transformation. Know that you're not alone. It's a lot of us going through it or trying to experience a new level of life. So don't worry, sis. We got you. Okay. Now, let's tap into this. All right. Because this is very important. All right. Now, me becoming more of a feminine changed the game for me. I have been in my feminine bag for a little bit over a year. And I will say to you girls, my entire existence has changed. My standards have changed. The way that I operate, the way I want people to treat me. Girl, I dealt with all my pick me shit. Like, I'm talking about, girl, woo. When you decide you want to go on that feminine journey, it's very different because everything makes sense. Okay? So a lot of times we start on this feminine journey where either we were heartbroken. We were kind of like either some behavior that you were doing was called out, or you realize that you no longer can be in this space that you're in. You can't describe it, but you're just frustrated and you just can't put your finger on what's going on. So you begin to explore. And as you begin to explore, you end up finding out that perhaps there's something off with your feminine energy. So then if you're like me, you start looking on YouTube, you start trying to find, you know, people who have worked on this thing. So then that way you too can heal this segment of your life, this area, right? But the thing about being a feminine or being in your feminine energy or trying to tackle this whole thing is, as I said, everything's going to start making sense. Like, the way that you engage with men, for example, it will begin to make sense. So there's a lot of us girls out here that are pick me's, right? Like, or were pick me's or whatever, because that's how we were bred. This is systematic. Systematic is in the essence of, like, what is being perpetuated. We have been made to believe that men are the prize. Right? In the essence of, they're more valuable than we are. And so what we need to do is adjust ourselves to accommodate the male counterpart if we want to be chose. And chose in the essence of someone to take care of us or someone to, you know, create a family with us, you know, whatever. We need to be good enough in order to be selected. Now, I have to push a slight piece of that agenda in the essence of helping you girls become refined to meet certain type of men. But ultimately, if we look at the picture for what it fully is, I'm not really teaching you about how to engage with men. I'm teaching you how to be the best version of yourself, and therefore you will attract people who are on your same wavelength. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where as you continue to level up in life, you will attract people who are also too leveling up in life, and your lifestyle will become easier. It will be more fulfilling. You'll be happier. Because you've decided to just look at life in a very different way, hold yourself to a different standard, and approach things in a more well-rounded way. So that's kind of like what Kat offers, right? That's a bad bitch offers. It's not just about, like, oh, let's date a wealthy man or let's get us a sugar daddy. Like, yeah, girl, I mean, why not? At the same time, it's bigger than that, right? Because girl, if you're in the lifestyle, you know that there is levels to this, and there's a lot to peel back. So you can't just be like, oh yeah, I'm going to wear a good dress and have my tits up and, you know, have my hair done and wear red nails or new color nails. And I'm going to go and sit at a bar and look for a guy, and then a guy's going to pick me up. Or I'm going to start going in wealthy environments and just decide to present myself, and then I'm going to get picked up by a man. Like, yeah, you might, you know what I mean? But are you going to retain that guy? I don't know. Because at the end of the day, men of a certain caliber have mastered certain things. Emotional intelligence is one. They also, too, know how to pick up on social cues. And so they know if you are really a woman of caliber based upon how you speak, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you carry yourself. So that's why Kat, you know, it kind of introduces you to a couple of extra things. So then that way, if you do go down these journeys, you are a more refined piece. So then that way you are taken care of, or at least perceived in a very different way. You understand? So whatever. But nevertheless, though, there has been this agenda that has been pushed that makes it seem as though men are just more valuable than us. And so in turn, what happens is we become what's called a pick me. And a pick me is someone who literally says, pick me, pick me, pick me. That means that you're doing behaviors to insert yourself in situations that have not really welcomed you in. Or maybe they have, but you are kind of like in this space of you're anxious. You're very, I mean, for lack of better words, you're thirsty. You want to be loved. You want affection. You want, you know, this person to like you. You're just all in this like hypey, hypey, hypey mode. And a lot of us girls, I mean like 90% of us girls, have experienced this at some point in our lives. And so with this, this has caused us to behave in a manner that's very irate, to be honest with you. If you really think about, like, if you're out of your pick me phase, if you really think about how crazy you was looking out here, like, girl, it will mind freak you. You know what I mean? Like, say, for example, somebody said they didn't want to be with you, and you're out there crying, begging them to be with you, texting them, doing all this other stuff. Girl, you looking back on those behaviors now, and you're like, girl, I was a damn fool. I was out here truly embarrassing myself, and I could see why someone wouldn't want me in this capacity, because you're desperate. You understand? Like, desperation is not cute. It just is unstable. Because what happens when you get this thing? Like, say, for instance, you want this job, or you want this opportunity, or you want this man, or you want this lifestyle, right? And you're just like, I'm going to do everything to get it. First of all, you probably ain't going to get it because you're willing to do anything for it. Well, what happened is you're going to get a lot of false starts. So meaning like it's going to appear to be that way. But because you're so thirsty, the other party comes from that same energy. So what they're going to do is they're going to present it as it's going to be what you think it's going to be, and then pull the rug from underneath you, strictly because you're not fully synced. You're not fully synced in the essence of confidence. You're not synced in the energy of intention. You're just not prepared for what you want. You're just seeing it. It's like your eyes are bigger than your stomach. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where when we begin to approach things maybe a little bit differently, in the essence of we heal ourselves from certain things, and this all happens on the feminine journey, it's interesting because life looks different, right? Like for me, I was a pick me. I have no problem with saying it because I was raised by a pick me, and every other woman in my life was a damn pick me. You understand? Like these women was doing all kind of things to accommodate these men, accommodate people, accepting whatever, making up excuses for people. And then on top of that, they were weak bitches. Not in essence of like survivors and strength. I'm talking about weak minded. Okay, like literally looking for validation from other people, can you don't have their own autonomy. I mean, like, yeah. And we all come from that in some way or another. Like, yeah, the women in my family were strong. Like, in the essence of they get shit done, you know, they take care of their children, they're successful, all these other things. But in terms of their, I guess, relationship stuff and in terms of like how they position themselves in the world, nah, girl, you know what I mean? Like, I literally had to go outside and find resources. Like, or I could say I picked up pieces from different people in my family, and that helped me to mold who I am, or at least begin the journey of trying to figure out why I was this way, why have certain women in my family dealt with certain things, and just started this whole thing. So, nevertheless, my point is, right, I tapped into my feminine journey within the last year and a half, and things have truly, truly changed for me. There are still some components that I'm working on, you know what I mean? Especially in the essence of setting boundaries and stuff like that. But on this journey and where I'm at right now, I peep game. I peep game on a couple of things, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about, is the game that I peeped. All right, so let's tap in. The first thing that I peeped, did y'all girls watch the Barbie movie? Now, I was talking to a couple of my clients this week, okay, well, last week, I should say, and I was asking them. Some of them saw, some of them didn't. If you didn't see the movie, please go see it. Let me tell you something. Don't let these people that do not know anything about femininity try to tell you to not tap into that Barbie shit, because they're just preposterous. You understand? Let's talk about this, right? Okay, so, because of course, right, Kat been gone, so you don't even know what I think about the Barbie movie. You don't even know what I think about anything. So here I am. The Barbie movie was fantastic. You understand? I cry like a baby. You understand? I love Barbie. I used to collect Barbies. It's my thing. I truly, underneath all my masculinity that I was dealing with, I truly have always been a feminine. Like, we're talking about, like I said, I was collecting Barbie dolls. I've always been about that lifestyle. And I like what Barbie represents in the essence of femininity. Now, people can go into the details of like race and say, oh, you know, there's different versions of Barbie and she's doing all these other things, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's the politics of it. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, we can get into it, but that's just like any topic. You know, like even when it comes down to some people say, oh, I don't want to shop with this company because they're racist. I completely understand what you mean. Like, you should spend your money with people who definitely appreciate your business, etc. But you have no idea if the people who run Target are racist or not. You don't know them. You don't know what they talk about in their personal life, but your behind is up in there shopping every day or every other day. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when you go to Jules, Mariano's, Meyer, wherever, you don't know if those corporate people are racist or not. Like, if you do your research or whatever, and maybe you know somebody who knows them and whatever, whatever, then yeah, you can come to that conclusion. But at the end of the day, you have no idea. And in my thing is, I hope I don't stir the pot too much, but a lot of people are racist. You understand? A lot of people got issues with a lot of things. And that's just because of their perspective and their upbringing. But at the end of the day, like, girl, you got to focus your energy. You know what I mean? You cannot save the whole world. It's just not possible. You know what I mean? Like, there are people here doing their own thing, different perspectives, mindsets, and energy that's been going on for years. We talked about ancient energy. Girl, sit down. You know what I mean? Focus in on this life moment, this time frame, what you can do, and focus on living your best life right now. Everything else will work itself out because it's been working itself out. You understand? So, boom, we're just gonna address that right now, because I don't want to hear no drama pertaining to Barbie, because you ain't finna offset how I think. I love Barbie. The Barbie movie was fantastic. Now, listen, what I want you girls to learn from that movie is something very important. Now, it's a piece that you might have just brushed over throughout the whole movie, okay? Listen, there was a moment when Barbie was like, all right, I'm finna go to the real world. I need to go find my human, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? She was on this mission. Now, Ken, now they got a whole party for her to get ready to leave, right? So Ken, first of all, let me tell you about Ken. Ken literally does not activate. And when I say activate, in the essence of feel validated, feel useful, needed, or whatever, unless Barbie speaks to him and engages with him. Now, that's a whole piece in itself, because that right there is men in general. You understand? Like, the way that they try to perpetuate this idea that, like, oh, men are the prize, etc., etc. No. Think about it, girl. You have, and a lot of people talk about this. Sprinkle, okay, talks about this. Shira, that's my boo. If you don't know who that is, tap in. Okay, there's literally groups of men, they're called passport bros, you understand what I mean? And this is a real thing, that go to other countries and look for women, so then that way, I guess they're looking for more traditional quote-unquote women, so then that way they can like live out some weird controlling fantasies. Or you have men that literally are paying money to watch girls from OnlyFans to whatever. You have men that are out here buying cars and jewelry, etc., to impress women. Have you ever heard a young man's conversation? Their whole goal is to impress women. You understand? So at the end of the day, you cannot think that you're not valuable, girl. You cannot think that you're not the prize. They need us. They can't survive without us. Literally, a man has to ejaculate, girl. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where this was very eye-opening in the essence of, like, okay, you know, shorty can't even move around if she don't speak to him. Okay, that's noted. You know what I mean? That's eye-opening right there. But that ain't the word we're talking about. Now, Kim It's so, like, he's at the party, and he's talking to the other Kens, and he's like, you know, like, I want to go with her. You know, he wants to help her out, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? And it's one of those things where Barbie is on her own gym. She's like, bye, girls. You know, bye, everybody. I'm about to go to the real world. You know, she got a little coupe. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her 1-2. As she's driving down the road, girl, guess who pops up? Ken. You understand? His ass is in the back. You understand? He in the back. Now, she ready. I can't even get my words out. Barbie is ready to go on her journey. Okay. Ken pops in and he like, hey, what's up? I'm coming with you. And she like, dude, what? No, you ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got this. And he's insisting for him to come, right? He's like, well, who's going to do this for you? And who's going to do that for you? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, all right. You know what I mean? Now, the whole time in the movie, she really wasn't feeling Ken, which I kind of found to be very interesting because this is going to help you as far as with the gym that I'm talking about. So the thing is that Barbie really didn't pay Ken a lot of attention. Barbie was in her own world. Barbie had her own house, doing her own thing, her own routines, living her best life. She looked cute in the morning because she wanted to look cute. It wasn't because she wanted Ken to acknowledge her and blah, blah, blah. Barbie was doing her own thing. And all the Barbies were doing their own thing. Now, Ken decides he gonna hop his behind up in the coupe, okay? And now he riding off with her to the real world. This man gets to the real world, finds out about patriarchy. Is that how you put say it? Patriarchy? Whatever it is, girl. Look, that's the society we live in, all right? Now, he come up into the real world, okay, and find out about all these little greasy men beating on their chest, trying to manage women, their arrogance, and all this other stuff. He learns about how men, quote unquote, are praised out here in the real world. You know what I mean? Because in Barbie world, the women are a little bit more dominant. Right? Like, it's more so about the Barbies. It's Barbie land. So it's about them. They're there, but they're more like support, you know, like they're not really like the main focus. And so what happens is Ken's behind. He learns all this information, girl, goes back to Barbie land and turns it into his own havoc of a location. You understand? This man literally turns all the Kens against their women, literally turns this thing into this patriarchy, whatever, system, and this lifestyle, okay, takes over Barbie's house. You hear me? Barbie's house, and makes it into this man cave. Like, what? First of all, they ain't even together. How the hell you even get keys to the crib? You know what I mean? And then on top of that, like, what? Who said y'all could do all of this? Like, you know, that's another topic, another conversation. But at the end of the day, like, it's one of those things where the gem that I want you to pick up here, girls, is Barbie's. Now, imagine, wait a minute, say this too. When he changed the whole system or whatever, because Barbie stayed in the real world, he went back to Barbie land. When Barbie came back to Barbie land and saw all of this havoc and this drama going on, girl, it was chaotic. You understand? It was just testosterone just flying through the streets. You understand? And she was so sad and so confused and so conflicted because she like, what is this? You know, like literally, like I let your behind come with me. You know what I mean? To the real world. You pick up on these gems. You come back and destroy everything that we've built. You know? And so the girls at this point were on a mission to change the system. So what they had to do was start using their femininity, okay, to bait these men in to get them to switch over. So my thing is, right, this is what we learn from this, okay? Number one, stay focused on your gems, on your P's and Q's. Stay focused on your Zoom, okay? Now, what I mean by that is Barbie was living her best life, meaning she had routines. She had things going on. She's looking beautiful. She's looking sexy. She's not focusing herself on what Ken wants. She's not focusing herself on what Ken thinks. She's not focusing on that. And with that, Barbie is thriving. Okay, so that's first gem. Stay focused on your Zoom. Stay focused on yourself. These men, these counterparts, they're out here, but they're not important. And I say that because, girl, look, we live and die alone. You might have a husband, a baby daddy, whoever. I don't care. He's cute. He's sexy. He is what he is. But at the end of the day, you are on a solo mission. Please don't ever get it twisted. You have to make sure your health is on point for you. You're trying to live and survive. You go to the gym for you. You look good for you because you are your own human being. What happens if that person leaves you? You still need to be you. Because what happens to us girls is we get so consumed with our partners and we get so consumed with male counterparts that we forget about ourselves. And then if they decide to leave us or we take a break in our relationships or whatever, we're destitute. All because we didn't make a game plan. All because we didn't say, like, you know what? Yes, this relationship is a part of me, but it's not all of me. And that's where the shift needs to take place. Stay in your feminine. And what that means is stay in your own individual cocoon. In the essence of caring for yourself, nurturing yourself, and making sure that your goals and your vision is being accomplished. So that's the first gem that we got from Barbie, okay? Second gem we got from Barbie is, this is not a man bashing episode. Y'all know I do not do that, okay? But second thing we learned is these men will come in your life and offset the operation. Okay, hear me out. Listen, he hopped his ass in the coupe, okay? And literally came. First of all, he invited himself to an event that he was not invited to. Secondly, he came in and, you know, it ain't wrong with exploring and learning things or whatever. But he picked up all of them stuff because, honestly, Ken didn't have a mind of his own. Ken only was activated, meaning like he only felt good about himself, felt confident about himself if Barbie spoke to him and acknowledged him. But other than that, he didn't have any goals. And we found this out at the end. Ken didn't even know who the hell he was. So that means that he's easily influenced, right? So if he's easily influenced, that means he can perpetuate any idea. This is what happens in society in general. Have you noticed that sometimes these men come out here and they're out here trying to tell us how to be women and tell us what's attractive to men? Now, I'm not saying you should not take advice in the essence of understanding how men think, understanding what men are attracted to. But in the essence of, there are some men out here that are trying to tell us exactly how to operate. You know what I mean? There's some men out here that have never been a woman, have never managed children, have never been anywhere in the vicinity of a vagina, like truly. You know what I mean? Like a true, true thoroughbred vagina. And what I mean by that is a woman who is in her own, she's confident, she is accomplished. Like some of these men have never been around that, but yet and still, they're telling us what's attractive, what's not attractive, that our strength is not necessarily, embraced, if you will. Our loudness or whatever we have to offer is not, you know, really appreciated. I don't know. You know what I mean? They got tons of shit that they try to say. My point is, girls, they get all this information from an unreliable source. Do you guys remember when Kevin Samuels was alive, you understand, and he was doing all these videos and all that stuff? He had good content at times. In the essence of, sometimes some women needed a certain level of reality because they weren't there. You know what I mean? Like, and we can get into that if y'all ever want to talk about it. I did do a Kevin Samuels episode, but I did delete it because I was like, girl, I ain't trying to get up in that conversation. It's like, cat got bigger fish to fry. I ain't got time to be worried about somebody's opinion on what women should be doing. Because at the end of the day, I get it, right? I do, but Negro, please. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to come out like that. You know what I mean? Y'all know I'm African-American, okay? So, like, we've already talked about this, the wordplay and everything. So, just don't go there with me. You know what I mean? But my thing is, we're not doing all that, you know? So, I just didn't want to get into that. And that's why I deleted the episode. But at the end of the day, when he was alive and kicking it, right, there were so many men on this bandwagon. He truly birthed the Passport Bros. He birthed this whole idea that you should not, I guess, or like men are like high value and like, you know, in order to be a high value woman, you need to behave like this. And even too, yes, I have done an episode on high value because at the end of the day, there is a difference between it. But the energy he was coming from was this energy where you're not good enough. If you want to be good enough, this is how you need to perform and behave. And what happened is that there were so many men that literally absorbed this ideal and this concept that to this day, they're still perpetuating this energy. And it's strictly because they have no mind of their own. No man that is a sound, successful man has the time or the energy to be downgrading or talking down to women. Like, they have different perspectives on women. Like, some men, I'm gonna be honest with you, some wealthier men look at women as being disposable. You know what I mean? They don't care about you. They look at you just a piece of pussy. You know, I'm just being real. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in the room with these men, and that's how they look at it. You know, so it's one of those things where depending upon a man depends upon a perspective, right? That's with anybody. That's how life works in general. But my point, girls, is that these men have no concept. They have no self-concept. They don't have a mind of their own. So what they do is they're willing to piggyback off of someone else's thought processes and then perpetuate them to you. So let's just say you're in a relationship with somebody and they're telling you like, oh, you need to act like this. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to be like this. And the thing is that like, dude, what? You know what I mean? Like either be attracted to me or not, you know, like either want me this way or not. And then, yeah, girls, you can step your game up and do things and look better and have a better attitude and energy. But I think that there's a fine line between trying to give some advice to someone to help them grow and evolve and a fine line between controlling them. You understand? And so what happened in this movie was that we saw him get influenced by this ideology and then perpetuate the idea. But then at the same time, he questioned the idea. Because even though he was out here being mean and macho, he really wanted her acceptance. He really wanted her love. Like, that was really who he was undertone. Just like these men. These men say all this stuff, and obviously it's not all men, but a lot of these men saying all this stuff about women, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, if they met a bad bitch, all that should have been done. These men, they'd be like, I don't spend money on women. I'm not investing in a woman. Man, let me tell you something. You come across a girl that I coached, you come across me, baby, let me tell you something. You're going to drop that bag so fast. I can't tell you how many stories I done had of dudes telling me, oh, no, I don't take care of this and take care of that, dropping thousands of dollars paying for shit. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, I thought you didn't do that. Ha! You know what I'm saying? Gotti. Like, and I ain't coming from a bad way. You know what I'm saying? You know, you girls, if you know me, you know I believe in certain principles. So I don't do people dirty or anything. But it's one of those things where, like, you can get someone to do whatever. If you have the right energy, you have the right, you know, approach. So my thing is, they really want love. They really want that feminine energy because everybody needs it. See, this is why you're so powerful, babe. This is why you have to stop, like, running behind people, trying to create this narrative or defend yourself or whatever. Stop all that and understand that you're wanted. You're a commodity. You understand? People literally create their whole lifestyles around you. So at the end of the day, we don't need to be thirsty anymore. What we need to do is sit on our thrones and relax a little bit. And how we go about relaxing truly is understanding that our lives do not need to revolve around these men. They are completely unstable. And I say that respectfully. I ain't saying all men. I'm just saying a lot of them. Okay, a lot of them need therapy. And they need to read Emotional Intelligence 2.0. Okay, and they read that book. Then we can start having a conversation. You know what I mean? Because there's some men out here, girl, please. You know what I mean? Girl, please. So the second gem that we want to learn from the Barbie movie ultimately is that you don't always need to fall in line with the ideal that a male is trying to perpetuate onto you, because the ideal can be fragile. You understand? And at the same time, when we decide to shift our focus, make accommodations, right? Like Barbie made the accommodation to let this dude ride with her. Things can backfire and become worse, okay, than what they were. Sometimes when you on your mission, you on your journey, you on your coupe, mind your own business, and some dude just pop up in the mix, some old drama pops up in the mix, some old friend pops up in the mix, you need to be strong enough to be like, you know what? Nah, I'm good, baby. You stay back. Okay, put their ass out your car and you keep it moving. Because at the end of the day, this one, you know, yes, this one thing, you one thing that you're allowing this person to do, even though you intended to go on this journey on your own, right? You set your intention, you had your focus. Then this person just come in the mix throwing things off. Now, this person in the mix throwing things off, you decided to, well I guess they come in the mix, they ask the question, you decide to bring them in, now they're going to throw the whole operation off. And now you sitting here looking crazy. All because you didn't stand on your own, right? You didn't stand on 10 toes down on what you said or how you felt. If you truly wanted to be an independent in the essence of, I'm going on this journey, I'm focusing on these goals, I got these things that I'm doing, right? The male counterpart or any other type of distraction will become secondary. Meaning like after you get your goal accomplished, then I'm going to holler at you and address whatever you're trying to do. Sometimes we got to get in that bubble, and sometimes we got to get that focus, and also too, be willing to cut people off, because at the end of the day, this thing can backfire. You know what I'm saying? You can have somebody up in your house telling you how to live your life, okay? If you do not be careful, girls, all right? So, boom, take that gem, okay? Don't let it go past you. just catch it, okay? Now, that's all I got as far as the gems, as far as the Barbie movie is concerned, because I felt like that was good. That's not all my femininity gems. I'm just saying in terms of that particular one, yes, ma'am. Okay, those are the gems that we got from the Barbie movie. So, tap in. If you did not watch the Barbie movie, tap into that. That is something to pay attention to, because what I started to do in my life is I will ask myself at times, what will Barbie do? Sometimes when I get caught up in other people and different things, and I feel like I'm not giving myself enough attention, enough energy, I say, what will Barbie do? And what Barbie would do is she would look the best that she could possibly be. She'll be focusing on herself. She'll be focusing on her Zoom. And that's what I do now. And I feel like it has helped me so much mentally, because I was so focused on everybody else. Barbie was in her own world. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't amongst other people. Like, she had literally, if you watch the movie, she had her own agenda. She got up in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Speak to all the Barbies, go downstairs, you know, shower, eat her breakfast, put a little fit on. It was a vibe. You got to get in your Barbie vibe. And the reason why you do that is because it's going to help you long term. It's going to help you to self-preserve. It's going to help you keep you sane. Okay, because when you're out here trying to people please, worried about other people and all this other stuff, it's going to cause you to literally go crazy, girl. And you're going to tap out of who you truly are because you're so worried about who you need to be for other people. Okay, so get into that. If you haven't watched the Barbie movie, tap into that. All right, now, another thing, you girls, I want you to pay attention to in terms of this feminine shift, okay, that's taking place here, is I want you to pay attention to this whole dating up hypergamy thing that everybody is talking about, okay? Because this is important, girls. It is very important for you girls to stop laying with these low vibrational men and male counterparts, and it is very important for you to aim high, bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Aim as high as you can go. You understand? Because whatever you desire can happen. So if you continue to aim low, continue to accept these scrubs, continue to say, you know, what's up to dude at the gas station, that's where your life is going to continue to stay. It's never going to evolve from that. You understand? Now, there are some things in that lifestyle that you may not agree with. Maybe you need to open up your mind a little bit so you can try to tap into that perspective. Because some women, you know, they're out here and they're like, oh, I don't want a man for money and blah, blah, blah. Well, what the hell you want him for? No offense, but what do you want him for? You want him to like sit around and like cuddle with you and stuff like that? You don't want him to provide for you? You don't want him to protect you? You don't want him to give you insight and leadership? You don't want that? And we're not talking about leadership like controlling you. We're talking about stable perspective. Because that's what men offer. I'm going to be honest with you, girl. Sometimes my man be all over the place. I got to call my boo up and be like, look, help me. Okay, because I'm about to kill everybody. You know, and a male come through and be like, nah, babe, you know what I'm saying? Chill out. You know, like, this is how you got to look at it. What do you think about this? Have you done this? Blah, blah, blah. So I feel like there's definitely, you know, room for that male energy. But I think that as women, we sometimes just accept whoever comes our way. We accept the John. We accept the Tyrone that just pops on in and is like, hey, you know, I can give you whatever I want, or excuse me, whatever you want. And then they start showing you that they can't, and then you decide to still accept them. You know what I mean? And you end up being pregnant by this person, or you end up in a situation that, you know, deems you guys together for a while. May mean like you get an apartment or a home together. And in reality, you should have dropped his ass off wherever you picked him up at. You know what I mean? Like, you should have left them there. Like, it's that type of energy, girls. Like, I want to see you girls win. You know what I mean? And sometimes you might think you're winning because someone looks similar to what you desire, but it's very important to understand that actions speak louder than anything. If someone is not showing you that they like you and they care for you, they don't. If they're not helping you with your situation, meaning like help you pay your expenses. And we push this in the feminine community because of the fact that that's an issue for us. Women, I'm not saying we can't work it. We're not made to work, but we're made to work in a very different way. We're not made to do manual labor. That's why men are bigger and their stamina is stronger than ours. They meant to go do that. They meant to be out in the fields doing all the stuff, carrying all the stuff, doing all that. We're not meant to do that. We're more like mental people. You know what I mean? Like, women, we offer something else to the mix, you know? So when you're working real hard and you overworked and underpaid, you react a certain kind of way. You know what I mean? Like, you're not the nicest. And a lot of women are in their masculine bags because they are overworked. You know? So it's one of those things where You deserve to relax and have someone take care of you. You deserve to not have to juggle your kids and go to work and this and that and that and take care of that. Like no, you didn't have them kids by yourself. Set your standards higher. Make these pay. You know what I'm saying? Make them take care of what they need to take care of. You know, keep your standard high. And allow them and be willing to and want that masculine energy to come in the mix and change the game for you. There are women right now that never have to work a day in their life. And they might, some girls might say, oh, well, you know, they depend on their man's money. If their man leaves them, blah, blah, blah. If a man really care about you, he gonna set you up. You understand? Set you up meaning for success. Meaning that you can take that bread, you can flip it and create an establishment for yourself. So then therefore, if y'all do break up, you still have something to fall back on. Or if you're real smart, you take some of that money he gives you, at least 10 to 20 to 40% of it, and you put it off in an offshore account or in an account that he knows nothing about, and you allow that money to stack. You know what I'm saying? Come holler at me if you need coaching. Okay? Look, I know the game. All I'm saying is, girls, we got to be smarter. So hop on this level up journey. Stop baiting these losers. These dudes ain't read a book since books been established. And you out here talking about this, my man. I stick beside him. Girl, stick beside what? And also, too, let me address this. And I've already addressed this before. But, girl, stop getting pregnant. I love y'all so much, but please stop getting pregnant if that man is not marrying you. And first of all, you should already be married before your ass get pregnant. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay? Because you look crazy out here. I love you so much that I have to tell you, look crazy. Now, if you already done had the baby, you know I love kids. Girl, I had my first baby at 15, so I could tell you straight up, you look crazy because I looked crazy too. Well, my man, I got a different situation, you know what I'm saying? But it's one of those things where every time I got pregnant, I was in a stable relationship. Like, my first baby, that was a different situation, but when it came down to my other kids, stabilized, engaged, married, all that stuff, because I realized in the beginning, I looked crazy. I thought for a second I didn't because of my social environment. Everybody was having kids. But when I began to, after I had the baby and I started engaging with certain type of people and stuff like that, I began to realize, like, girl, do you think that it's cute? Not, it ain't about being cute. It's like, mama, when you at a baby shower by yourself, when you walking around going to the doctor and outside, and you have no ring on your finger, that just shows that, excuse my language and my directness, but you just fucked and got pregnant. It makes it appear that a man does not value you enough to keep you safe and protected and validated. Like, some old customs and traditions we may not agree with, but when it comes down to you birthing a baby for a man, you need a ring. Bitch, you can die. Do you hear me? You can die having that baby. And you're willing to risk all of that because he kissing all on you. And yeah, he might buy you a Birkin. And yeah, he might be getting you a great ass push present. Bitch, please, where's the commitment, dog? Bring on the ring, my boy. Bring on the wedding date. That's that. Like, ladies, listen, if you're pregnant right now and your baby daddy is a sound-minded dude that you feel like, all right, he cool, you know what I mean? You can still mold him a little bit in terms of the way, you know, us women got to have our men. If you feel like that, baby, you need to push the concept of getting a ring. I'm going to be real with you. And you might have to, if you're early enough in your pregnancy, you might have to draw the line. Like, look, my boy, I can't be with you no more if you're not going to marry me. I'm not finna have this baby and be going through all that, risking my life. You got to do the recovery and bounce back. And girl, let me tell you something. You're going to be down for 5 years. If they did not tell you, I'm here to tell you, my oldest is 18. I could tell you that. You're going to be down for 5 years. You understand? You got your first year of pregnancy, okay? Then you got the next couple of years, you ain't going to sleep. Your body going to be all over the place. Your hormones going to be crazy. You're going to be looking crazy. Your hair going to be falling out. The titties going to be getting big and small. Like, girl, bitch. Come on now. You know what I mean? Like, nah, man. I ain't saying that if you get married that that's going to make everything better. No. You know what I mean? Like, you should have picked a proper candidate before you lay down and let them ejaculate in you. You know what I mean? Like, that's something you got to do pre-planning on. But as far as where we at right now with it, yeah, you got to demand a ring, baby. You know what I mean? Like, because no. You deserve more than that. You deserve to be more than a baby mama. And I'm going to be honest with you. he will respect it long term if you say, nah, dude, I got a standard for myself. You might not have had a standard when you got knocked up, and that's cool, but the game has changed now. You know what I mean? And this is what I require. And either you're going to get with it or you ain't. You know what I mean? If he loves you and respects you and truly sees a future with you, he'll go ahead and take that risk and respect your wishes, because y'all can be together forever anyway, because you got a baby together. So if somebody's saying like, oh, well, you know, I'd rather have a baby with you and be committed to you in that degree, but not committed to you legally, socially, and emotionally, and spiritually. Come on now. Come on now. Got to think, mamas. Put on our big girl thongs now and push up bras, okay? Now, this last thing that I'm going to talk about in terms of the feminist shift is something that I have to do a whole episode on. I cannot break this down enough in this episode. It will not, it's impossible, okay? This episode, shit, we had 45 minutes almost, you know what I mean? So I can only give you like 3-5 minutes, okay? But I'm going to give it to you, all right? This is another thing I want you to start paying attention to in this whole feminine shift is masculine and feminine energy, all right? Tap in real quick. We talked about this before. I'm going to talk a little bit about it now. All right. So now, sometimes in life, what you need to do, especially right now, is to assess your energy and see what energy you are operating in and see what energy you want to operate in. All right. So if you're the kind of girl who is headstrong, you know, you always making the plans. You always like, I got it. You carrying all the bags and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you close your eyes, you act like a little man. Okay, you're obviously in your masculine bag. Okay, if you are out here and you are dainty and you are smiley and you allow people to help you and you allow things to work out for you, you know, you're more so in relaxing mode. You find yourself reading books and stuff and doing face masks. You're probably in your feminine energy. Now, the thing is, you can decide which one you want to dominate. But the important thing for you to understand, excuse me, I don't know if y'all caught that belch, but I just belched. Okay, I was drinking some green tea anyway. the thing is that you want to know where you're at in the essence of if you are a masculine or a feminine or which energy you are perpetuating. So that way you can understand why people engage with you a certain kind of way, how you can utilize this energy to your advantage, and just everything will start making sense to you. Like, for example, if you're a masculine woman, take an inventory of all the people you've dated. They're all little women. I can guarantee if you close your eyes, you think about their behavior, they're little women. Because at the end of the day, you're a masculine. You have no choice but to attract the feminine. Right. So if you are the type of person who is headstrong and I got this, I'm Miss Independent, I'm Miss Boss Bitch, I got it. Okay. I guarantee you all your men either were not fully successful. They was all right financially, but probably wasn't that dude. Or maybe they were that dude and then they fell off in some capacities. And then, you know, all that drama, you know, would come along with that. Or they were the kind of guy who you really didn't care that he was in between jobs, or you didn't care that he didn't necessarily fit into your quote unquote typical mold because, you know, you made up excuses for him. You said, oh, he's trying to get himself together, or he just got out of jail, or he just did this. No. You know, whatever we do to tell ourselves to make sense of a situation that's absolutely ridiculous. But at the end of the day, when you close your eyes and you look at their behaviors or their presentation or how they live their lives, it's of a feminine. Like, a feminine woman sometimes has instability because at the end of the day, that's not where she thrives at. So usually she gets stability from a different source. So like, say for instance, if you're a feminine woman, I can guarantee you, if you close your eyes and look at all your exes, they were providers. They were people who took care of you. Now, I ain't saying they weren't trying to control you. I'm just saying they took care of you, okay? And they set a foundation for you, and you were able to relax to some degrees. Now, that may have been challenged if you were dealing with maybe a masculine who didn't fully understand his masculinity and the essence of he might have bickered with you or fought with you about things that really don't fit into the traditional masculine outline, okay? And the thing about that is, you know, your exes or whatever, when you close your eyes and you think about what energy they came from, that too can help you determine what energy you're in. Now, I'm here to let you know, girls, you need to know your energy because, as I said already, it will help make sense of a lot of different things. And this will help you navigate things a little bit better. So, for example, if you are a feminine, right, what you always need to do is embrace the masculine energy around you. There are people out here that are masculines, and even women that are masculines, that will aid you on whatever you need to do. You need to take heed to that energy. In the essence of allowing people to carry your bags, smiling, walking slower, being in this essence of like, imagine a woman with like a long floral dress on with like big hair and it's like flowy and she's just beautiful and she has on the proper amount of blush and her tits are sitting up and she's just like, oh my God, like a beautiful young Martha Stewart. Not saying Martha's not beautiful. I love Martha. I'm just saying, you know, she's just like this epitome of beauty, right? And we're not talking about race and nothing, girl. We're talking about energy, okay? But at the end of the day, though, what we're talking about here is this woman who is a goddess, right? And so if you want to get into your feminine energy, or if you are in your feminine energy, you know, utilizing the masculine counterparts to aid on building your empire is going to be essential for you. Well, like, for example, when you go to Starbucks, you need to find the masculine counterparts in there to help you with what you need to do. I always tell you, girls, you got to have appointment. Any location you go in, any place you at that you frequently go, you need to have appointment. And that's the person that... excuse me, that's the person that you engage with, that's the person that you talk to, you have your little small talk with. And if you can find someone that is the opposite energy of you, then they will be able to really help you. You understand? Like I say, we got a lot to talk about pertaining to that, but it's one of those things where just tap in, okay? I want you girls to do an inventory. Now, everybody's been talking about masculine and feminine energy because this is important. This will explain so much to you. This explains so much. It explains why there is an off balance as far as our whole civilization is concerned, right? This explains why certain people have been brought into your life. This explains why you keep attracting the same kind of people. It's because of who you are. If you are a masculine, you're attracting feminines, right? So the thing about it is, if you're a masculine woman and you want a man who's a provider, you want somebody to protect you and take care of you, I'm gonna be real, you have to tone down all of that energy. And what that means is, allow people to do their jobs. Allow people to help you. Stop trying to do everything and be everything and fall the hell back. You understand? Start taking a moment to be quiet. Start taking a moment and offering, you know, people with jobs and opportunities, in the essence of, look, like, if the house needs to be clean and you got people that live with you, tell other people to do that stuff. Stop trying to cook, clean, do this, do that, do all that. Girl, please, some days it's over, girl. Wake up and smell the coffee beans. It doesn't make sense. Because at the end of the day, you're going to burn yourself out. You have to shift. I'm not saying that as a woman, you cannot have your masculine energy in the mix, because there's a time and a place for it. Understand this, girls. There's a time and a place for that. Okay. But it's best to not lead with it, because that is the problem in our species. See, the thing is that we are revealing our superpower. Our superpower is that we can be whatever the hell we want to be. We are superior. You got to understand that. But if you keep being out here showing your dicks, you understand, showing your masculinity, they're going to think that we're all freaking masculine. And then they're going to continue to keep treating us in these capacities. You got to pull back, girl. You got to be softer, girl. You got to start crying a little bit more. You got to start whining a little bit. You got to let them carry your bags and stuff. You know what I mean? You got to stop having it all figured out, even if you do got it figured out in the back of your mind. You understand what I'm saying? Girl, play the role. Get the gold. Stop playing so much, okay? Look, I got more to talk about, right, pertaining to that topic, but I can't keep talking because we won't be able to upload the podcast episode if I keep on talking. So, at the end of the day, I will do an episode pertaining to masculine and feminine energy, but ultimately, in this episode, girls, I want you to understand that there is a feminine shift happening. You understand? And I want you girls to hop on the train, so then that way you can get the fruits. Because since I've been on this train, I have gotten more money, more opportunities, more sleep, more, girl, just more, bitch. You understand? And I was out here struggling. And what I mean by that is, I didn't know how to place my energy. You know what I mean? Like, I was a masculine for a long time. You know what I mean? I was married to a feminine. So I had to be the masculine, I felt like. But in reality, I didn't. You know what I mean? If I would have just been in my feminine bag and stayed in my feminine bag, ultimately, either he would have rose to the occasion or he would have stepped off. And then the masculine would have came in and handled his business. You understand? But it's one of those things, we live and learn and we get loves. But my point today is, girls, there's a feminist shift happening. Hop on top of it. And the reason why you want to hop on top of it is to expand your perspective. Perspective is everything. Perspective is a thing that will lead you to your riches. It will lead you to stability. It will lead you to relaxing. It will lead you to happiness. It's perspective. It's all about how you think. Mind over matter. Always remember that, all right? I love you, girls, deeply and dearly. Yes, yes, yes. And I will talk to you, girls, tomorrow, okay? Ciao.